Backus. I'm at Riot Fest. I'm here with Wire Dogs from Denver. How's it going today, guys?
All right. Just a
All right. Tell me your names for the listeners.
I'm Dan. I play guitar and sing.
Mark, play bass.
Stefan, I play drums.
Good to meet you guys. Thanks for being on the program. Hey, you guys are doing a Kickstarter for your new album, an EP called Kill the Artist, Hype the Trash. This is like a 7-part question. How's that going? How much do you have to raise? And where can people go to donate?
We actually already finished it.
Oh, sweet.
About a month ago.
And we made our goal. Our goal is $3,500 and people donated $43.
Nice. Yeah. What do you get to do with the difference?
Well, the expert
and drugs.
No. Lots of pot. A couple bottles of Jameson.
Honestly, it's just opened up opportunity for us to reach out to other people about album artwork and a lot of stuff that we've done in house. Mm-hmm. It's provided resources to just be like, hey, who do we want to work with?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Really, like the costs we're gonna cover just recording for the Kickstarter, but now we have a little extra.
Merch, stuff like that. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You recorded your first album, The Resistance EP, with Jason Livermore, and then the next one was in your basement?
Yeah. Stephen's
basement. Awesome. Where will you record, or where are you going to record this other one?
We recorded with Andrew Berlin, Blasting Room, and mixed and mastered with Livermore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, actually, sorry. Mixed with Andrew Berlin as well. Mastered with Livermore.
Hey.
And it's sounding really cool.
Yeah. That name is gold. So that's
finally getting to make records with the guys that we've always wanted to make records with. It's been amazing.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you guys signed to a label right now on this album?
Nope.
Well, are you trying to stay independent? Are you looking to be signed?
It depends on the opportunity. I think we've done a really good job as a band so far of trying to create new opportunities for ourselves by meeting new people and creating new situations. And then just trying to see what comes along that's best for us at the moment. And so if there was a label deal out there where it would really help us moving to the next level, that'd be awesome. We're strong believers in having a team that we can trust to get behind us, that we can get behind, and because this only works if you're a family sort of pushing towards the same end goal.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta have that support from the people that are behind you, you know.
What is your individually favorite Denver local band? Not your own.
I've been listening to the Gamuts a lot lately. Chris Vogel's a badass.
Good one.
Wire Faces. They're actually technically from Fort Collins, but I always love those guys. And actually, Dan introduced me recently to a band called Miles to Mountains that I'm becoming a big fan of as well.
I did Into Wales last record. I recorded it, and I've known those guys for like, you know, 5 or 6 years now. And so they stayed at my place when they just came through Chicago, and I saw them. So I think I have to say Into Wales just because I'm very deeply connected to those guys. So
now you're the one that lives in Chicago?
I live in Chicago.
How does that work for practice, for shows? How
Honestly,
is that working out?
I was just talking to somebody about this, about how it's made our time here so important, so deliberate. So, you know, I'll come back and it's not like, oh, we can do that next week or we can do that next time in practice. It's like, well, we got a fucking weekend, so we got to do a lot of shit. And we do a lot of shit, especially for this record and stuff. Like, we had times. It's Friday night we work, Saturday morning we get up early, we work, we play a show, Sunday we work, and then I leave. And so it's made our whole situation very deliberate.
And how often do you come into town?
Like once a month, once or twice a month, yeah.
Must have a very good job.
Yeah, thank you.
He works for me.
What do you do?
We work for the Western States Arts Federation. We're a regional arts nonprofit.
Yeah, I work remotely. Dan is my boss, so it's a pretty good situation.
How do you find that, working together in so many different situations? Is that tempers flare, anything crossover?
Honestly, it's taught us we have to communicate pretty much 24/7 and not kill each other. So it's it's taught us a lot of patience and sort of how to do that, because unless you're married to someone, you're never like sort of forced in a situation where you spend that much time communicating. It's been cool. I think it's been a good test of this relationship, and so far things are working out really well.
Anything you want to say about your boss? Well, he won't fire you. He can't fire you during interviews.
Seriously, I don't know. He's a real dickhead. He belittles me and sexually harasses me at work. I have proof of this too. No, he's great. He really is great. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for him. Yeah. In the situation we're in.
Awesome. What's your individually favorite band to tour with?
Favorite band to tour with? If I could tour with any band. Oh man, probably Rancid. Rancid's the band that, like, from buying the records to first seeing their shows to going back and seeing the shows to. They've always inspired me in ways that have made me want to, like, make this what I do.
I mean, we haven't actually toured as a band yet, but if I could tour, I mean, absolutely would want to tour with Descendants. They don't really tour much, but. That's the tour. Show.
They don't tour. Festivals.
They don't tour. But if I could tour with them, I would. They're the band I'm most excited to see here this weekend.
It's nice.
I was gonna say, how cool would Death from Above
1979?
That's like our new favorite record we've all.
That new record just came out on the 9th.
What is it?
Death from Above 1979. The new record is so
first
good.
First record in how many years?
10.
10 years.
Yeah. It's their second record.
That's cool. That and Ryan Adams 1984 that just came out. When I listened to that record on repeat, it was so good.
Awesome. Well, that was my next question. What albums have you guys been listening to lately? Awesome. Doing my job for me. What's your favorite up and coming punk band that might not be signed or really known?
Honestly, I'm gonna piggyback on a band Mark brought up, local band Miles to Mountains. They've sort of got like an Against Me Replacements sort of thing going on. I'm producing their record right now, and it's like they write really good songs, and I think that's kind of rare. They're awesome.
Yeah, I that's a great answer. I mean, the guys who just played on this stage over here, all out Hotel, they're a great band.
Residual Kid.
Oh yeah,
Residual Kid. And then Radke too. Another. I mean, when I think about young bands, they're both fucking.
Does Radke not have a deal?
Well, I don't. Oh, I guess they're not signed. I don't know. They're both cool. Whatever.
Yeah, they're both, awesome.
And they're really young.
They're up and coming.
As far as up and coming, like, they're half of our age.
So, someone in your band left the band, and you were called the Hate before. Is that correct? And then you got a new band member. Was that what caused the name change, and have you found that you've lost fans or anything's harder because you've changed your name?
Not at all. The change to Wire Dogs has been really positive for the band. I think what we set out to do with the Hate was an interesting concept and idea, but I don't know that it ever sort of came across. We were trying to sort of... The move has been good.
It was very polarizing, like the name. It was, and no pun intended, like people loved it or they hated it. And, you know, there's like the diehard people that are like, oh, we miss the Hate, you know, but it just, people misunderstood it. And it was just time. Like, really what happened is we brought Stefan on as the drummer, and we just decided to move forward as a new lineup, new band.
So, and now do you play any of the old Hate songs or all new stuff?
The Road. Second to last song we played today is a Hate song.
And shit, you guys already answered my last question. What should we look out for from you guys in the next year?
Well, Kill the Artist hyped to trash. We don't have a release date, but we're thinking around the new year. Really excited about it. We're working with a buddy of ours, Joey Ford. He plays guitar in the Bronx, Mariachi El Bronx. And he's doing artwork for the record. our buddy Chris Dodge over Blurred Pictures to do a new music video here in the next couple months.